you pray in the Spirit? Has prayer ever felt boring or frustrating? It really has to me. I must confess that for several years, prayer felt more like a duty or act of desperation. It felt like God was telling me to swim the English Channel, but I could barely swim the length of a pool. I knew I was supposed to pray, but distractions and business often robbed me of a consistent prayer life. The Bible says to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5. Yikes. Without ceasing sound like torture to an active person like me. I also struggled with attention deficit disorder for years, so my mind was very overactive. Have you struggled with developing a consistent prayer life? All of those struggles changed when I discovered the secret of praying in the Spirit. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Prayer has become a blast for me because I've invited the Holy Spirit into my daily prayer discipline. It's truly incredible. The Holy Spirit's real and His presence has completely changed me. I can pray for an hour, two, or three, or more with great ease and enjoyment. Please allow me to give you a few helpful tips to start a new prayer journey with the Spirit. Number one, make an appointment with the Spirit and develop a prayer location. Number two, invite Him into your body, your brain, and spirit. Number three, pray in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14 says, so what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but also pray with understanding. Fourthly, sing in the Spirit. The Bible says, I'll sing in the Spirit, but I'll also sing with understanding. 1 Corinthians 14 again. Number five, write all your thoughts down. The Holy Spirit loves to speak to your mind. Ideas are gifts from the Spirit. The Bible says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will, Romans 12. Hey, I know your spiritual life is about to receive a huge upgrade because you're becoming a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.